beautiful people. I am Ashley Danielle, and today I am going to be bringing you episode number 4, and I am talking about the signs you should stop entertaining them, and in my instance, stop entertaining him. So I have 10, and it could be possibly more, but I have 10 things that I actually noticed that I was contributing to this thing that I was into guys about. Like, okay, maybe I need to... These are 10 characteristics of the type of people that I have dated before. And so I was just sitting thinking, and I was like, you know, I want to help somebody else because I wish somebody would have helped me to avoid these 10 things. But I think if they would have not, I think if they would have helped me, I wouldn't have known these 10 signs. So I'm grateful that I learned about them. However, I do kind of wish that someone would have told me about them. So these 10 signs that I have are not necessarily in order from least to greatest or greatest to least. They are just 10 characteristics, and they are all bad. So it doesn't matter what order they are in, they are all terrible. So I'm gonna start with number 10 and work my way down. So let's talk about it. All right, number 10, controlling. You do not want to date anybody or entertain anybody that is controlling, because if they're controlling, then they're going to be manipulative and they're going to play mind games with you so that way they can keep and maintain control over you, to manipulate you to do what they want you to do for them. They control your every move. They control your thoughts. They control your actions. They control what you can and cannot do, and they control where you can and cannot go. They're controlling with your finances. They're controlling with your space. They're controlling with your time, and you don't need that. You definitely don't need anybody who's going to make you feel as if you don't matter or as if you don't have a say so in your life. Number 9, they're quick to blame others and they never take responsibility. I have dealt with the woe is me type and I hate it. I hate it so much, so much. Sorry if you heard my dog in the background barking, but anyway, yeah, so I hate the woe is me type person who always is quick to blame everybody else for everything that goes wrong with them. Every bad decision that they even make is somebody else's fault. They blame their childhood problems on everybody. The reason why they act the way they act is because of this person did this to them when they were little. Anything that they can do to point the finger instead of taking responsibility is like, why did you cheat? Well, she came on to me. Okay, well, you don't have self-control, but you can control me though. Oh, all right. Okay, number 8, they don't pray. I've dated a guy and he was facing a situation, and I was like, I'm gonna pray for you. And he was like, okay, cool. And I was like, well, you should pray with me. And I said, you know what, you should pray as well. I said, pray with me. And then he was like, no, I'm about to go. I gotta go do something. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, just pray on whatever you're about to do. Just pray about the situation and let me know what's up. Like, you know, fill me in basically on like the aftermath of the situation. Y'all, I went into church service. I came out. He called me a little later. And I asked him, I said, did you pray? He was like, nah, I ain't pray. And I was like, well, why didn't you pray? Like, you know, because I mean, partially this is your fault, but at the same time, you could still pray about the situation and it can turn around or not be as bad as what it is. And he was like, nah, I ain't gonna pray. You know, you said you was gonna pray it. Oh, at that point I knew, okay, if you don't pray for yourself, I know you're not going to pray for me. And if you don't have a relationship with God to where you can talk to him and communicate with him, you're not going to be able to hear his voice concerning me, concerning you and me, or even concerning yourself. So don't entertain someone who does not pray, because again, if they don't pray for themselves, how are they going to cover you? How are they going to cover you in prayer? How are they going to be able to pray with you about certain situations when you're together in a you know, Christian relationship and a spiritual relationship, if you can't touch and agree on anything and break any like type of strongholds or anything, come together, like that's a struggle within itself. That's a different type of battle. But that's also a different episode for another day. Number seven. They only call you at certain times of the day. Y'all, I dated this guy. Well, no, I didn't date him. I talked to him and he would only call me around like 2:30. And at first I didn't think about like 2:30 p.m. So of course you're like, oh, okay, he called me in the daytime, girl, he good. He called me at 2:30 p.m. every day. Well, actually Monday through Friday. And at first, you know, you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, you busy on the weekend because you got rehearsal and all this stuff. You got church. Y'all, he would talk to me for about 45 minutes. And come to find out, he was lying about a whole situation. I'm not even going to just go all the way into the details on this episode, but we'll talk about it later on a different episode for a different day. But anyway, he only caught me from 2:30 to about 45 minutes of conversation. Good conversation, legit conversation, but he failed to let me know that he was married. But all right, okay, cool. So moving on, then I dated another guy who would only talk to me or call me after certain times, like at like 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock. And then he would be like, oh yeah, I just wanted you to be the last person that I talked to. I just wanted to hear your voice before I went to sleep. Well, why couldn't you call me in the daytime? Why couldn't be the first person's voice you heard? Why you couldn't respond to my text messages in the morning when you know, why you couldn't send me a good morning, beautiful text message? I know it's cliche, but still. Anyway, not gonna go overboard with that. Just don't entertain people who only call you certain times of the day and stick to those time frames. If you talk to somebody, they should be able to talk to you throughout the day. They should be able to respond to you. That maybe not, you know, right then and right there, but they should be able to respond to you. You should be a priority to them to communicate with you if they're pursuing you and they really want to entertain you and be a part of your world and you be a part of theirs. They will make time to talk to you and talk about certain things concerning you. But if they only can talk to you certain times of the day and only hold certain conversations within those times after hours, do not entertain that. Number six. Now, we just talked about they only call you at certain times of the day. But when they do talk to you, they are shutting down. They shut you out. So they really don't communicate with you well. So number six tells us they don't communicate well and they shut you out. Why would you want to talk to somebody or entertain somebody? Okay, like I get the whole thing. Oh girl, he mysterious. Oh my God, he is so mysterious. I'm just trying to break this shell because if I get close to him, that means that I broke a barrier and only I can get close to him like that. Girl, stop playing games. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with your mind, because if he is that shut off, then he doesn't know within himself who he is or what he wants and what he wants from you. He's shut off and doesn't communicate with you for a reason, because he doesn't feel comfortable with communicating with you. If I'm talking to a guy and he confides in other people instead of me, especially about me and about our situation, what are we really doing here? Why can't we converse with each other about each other? Why can't we communicate? I don't want a what you doing text every 5 minutes or hey beautiful and that's it. You can't converse, you can't communicate with me, then we probably should think this over. We should probably reconsider this thing that we have, because a relationship cannot function without communication. And if you communicate with me, but you're not communicating with me just by talking to me, but if you're not listening to me and listening to the things that I'm saying and telling you, and I'm not dropping hints, we don't drop hints. We communicate, we're grown, we talk, we say words, we're over 30 now. So we use our words and we say what we want, and we want what we say, and we say what we mean, and we mean what we say. So if I'm telling you something and you're not listening to what I'm telling you and I'm being direct with you, then obviously they don't really care, sis, leave them alone. Boom. But we're not going to go all the way deep into that. Number five, they are self Self-absorbed. Self-absorbed. Y'all, I don't know about you guys, but I have dated a guy who only talked about himself and his football career when he was in high school and college. Bruh, you graduated from both of them and you ain't go to the NFL, bruh. It's time to let it go. Or if that's what you do in your spare time or you play in the local, semi-pro league, that's cool. But our relationship is not based on your football career because at the end of the day, I don't understand football, and you're not even trying to teach me. It's not the conversations revolving around you teaching about football. It's about you and your glory days. Self-absorbed. When you give them your time and energy, they want you to constantly pursue them and continuously prove to them that they're worth your time, but they don't pour back into you. They're self-absorbed. Everything revolves around them. The whole world runs around them, and they're the center of it. And if they're not getting any glory, if they're not getting any shine, if they're not getting any attention, if they're not getting anything from you and plus all the 50 other thousand people that they are entertaining, then guess what? You don't need to be one of those, what's those girls called? I forgot, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Y'all need to be no groupie. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to be a groupie, especially if you're somebody that you're with or you're talking to become in a relationship with. You're not a groupie. And if they can't set you apart from groupie status and, you know what I'm saying, and talk real life and conversations and dreams and goals and, you know what I'm saying, then you probably should stop entertaining that, because at this point, you're giving an interview to someone who is living in a dream world. Number 4, it kind of ties back in with number 8, but I want it to be clear. They don't have a relationship with God, because a lot of people pray to God, but they don't have a real relationship with God. You know how you can sometimes just talk to somebody and you're just talking and talking and you're just talking every once in a blue moon, you check up on them, but you don't really have a relationship. Y'all not really together, but we talk to each other and we, you know what I'm saying? We just make sure we each other are good, but we don't really have a little solid relationship. Same thing. If they don't have a relationship with God, as someone who is pursuing God themselves, and I'm learning, you do not need to entertain them. You need to stop entertaining them, because at the end of the day and at the beginning of the morning, they're not going to lead you to a closer relationship with God. Because here's why: they don't know him. So they don't know how to find him. They don't know how to get to him. They don't pray. So they don't know how to communicate with him. So they can't lead you to somewhere they're not going. They can't give you directions to somewhere they've never been. They cannot walk with you on this spiritual journey, because you will end up trying to carry them. And when they get too heavy, you're going to either end up just stopping altogether and just being stuck and complacent with them, or you're going to end up leaving them where they are. But if you are walking this walk together and being equally yoked, it'll be so much easier. His yoke is easy and his burdens are light, honey. And you cannot be unequally yoked. So if he doesn't have a relationship with God, girl, leave him alone. I'm trying to tell you, because you will deal with so many spiritual battles, and then you'll be your biggest critic, because you know in the back of your mind that this is not who God sent for you. And you know in the back of your mind the things that you will partake in to please your man, because society says, girl, you got to do this and you got to do that to please your man that ain't even married to you, sis. And then you're going to do all these things for this man. And then you're going to be mad if he doesn't marry you, if he leaves you hanging high and dry. And then you've not only just given so much of yourself physically and given so much of yourself mentally and emotionally, but you have laid down your spiritual life and your walk with Christ for somebody who led you to nowhere except for more bondage and more, you know, more issues and more problems. And now you're fighting yourself, and now you're fighting your flesh, and now you're fighting just to try to get back close to God. Now, thankfully, God is not a God who is going to sit here and just be like, nah, bruh, I'm good. You left me hanging for that dude, for that clown. He's not that type of God. He loves us and he gives us grace and mercy and he protects us and he welcomes us back when we repent. But we're not talking about that right now. But if he doesn't have a relationship with God, stop entertaining him. Number 3, he gives no efforts. He puts no effort into anything that you guys do. He doesn't put any effort into talking to you. He doesn't put any effort by dating you and courting you. He doesn't put any effort to spend time with you, to check on you. He doesn't spend any time or effort. He doesn't put in any effort to compliment you or make you feel special or to recognize that he finds you special. He doesn't put any effort at all into you, and you make it easy. And of course, he doesn't have to put much effort in, because nowadays girls just not even letting people work for nothing. And I will be the first to admit, yes, I have made stupid mistakes before too. But if they don't put any effort into getting to know you, into getting to know just not the outside of you, but your heart and your mind and your spirit, if they don't put any effort into getting to know you, the person, not what you do, not what you can do, not trying to get you in, if they put more effort into sleeping with you than getting to know you and to connect with you on a mental and spiritual level, then you probably should stop entertaining them. Period. Because at the end of the day, and this is not just for women, this is for men too. Stop entertaining her. If she's so quick to give and she's not putting in effort to make you wait or to make you do anything to get to know her, or if you're not doing the same thing, like putting in the effort to, if y'all both not putting in effort, pretty much, let me just say that, then what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Because y'all don't find each other worth it to put any effort at all. Like, you just find it just easy. Oh, yeah, that's easy. I can do that. I can do that. Oh, I can do that. Stop. Number two, because you don't put any effort in, we just gonna be just friends. Oh, that's my best friend. Best friend, just friend, schmesh friend. Blah. Ain't, you're not friends, you're not best friends, you're not friends, you're not best. I don't know how many other ways I can say it. No amigos, amigas no mas. Okay, you're not. You are covering up your lust and your fornication, and you're covering up the things that you want to do by titling it friends, because you don't want to commit to each other, or he doesn't want to commit to you, but you want to commit to him, or she doesn't want to commit to you, but you want to commit to her, but she keeps you or he keeps you in the friend zone, but you do things that are in that you would do in a relationship. That is not friends. That is playing with your mind and wasting your time. Period. Because at the end of the day, when you stop, are you guys still friends? If you get married, can you invite them to the wedding? And when you get married, can you invite them to your dinner parties? Can you invite them? Man, please. Because if your spouse finds out that that was not just your friend as you introduced them, then you're going to have some problems. They're not just friends. And if you haven't, and if you're having intercourse with your so-called quote unquote friend, best friend, the moment he entered in, the friendship went out the window. I'm just letting you know that right now. You can label it as much as you want to. You can call it what you want to. But at the end of it all, you are not friends. You are playing with your mind. That's what you are. You're time wasters. And then you stop the efforts of finding other people while they are pursuing other people because you're convenient. You are convenient, and maybe they're convenient to you as well. But at the end of it all, you are a convenience and a time saver until they get what they want, because they're still pursuing who and what they're looking for, and what they're looking for and who they're looking for is not you. That's why it's so easy to overlook you. That's why you're not the first person they call. That's not why you're not the first person they text in the morning, because you are just on standby. You're just on standby. That's it. That is it, and that is all. And when they're done getting their whatever, guess what? They're going to move on. When it gets boring, or when you've done enough, or they feel like they met somebody who was what they were looking for, don't be mad. You can't be mad, because you have to pay attention to the signs, because at this point, you're playing yourself, because I done told you they're not friends. Number one, because I could stay on that subject all day. Number one. They are unsure of themselves. And I heard a lady at my church say, if they don't know who they are, they don't know what they want. If they are unsure of who they are, they don't know. They don't know who they are. So how can you expect them to know what they want? Because let's say that you are a chameleonaire or chameleonaire. Let's say you are a chameleon and you transform into whatever you feel that they want to, because you want to be everything that they need. So you transform into all of these things that they need, because at different stages in their life, they need different things because they are unsure of who they are. So you constantly change to be who they want, who you think they want, or who they think they want. But then when they grow up and figure out who they finally are, it doesn't matter how many times you've changed, you are not going to be who they are looking for, because you don't even know who you are. Because if you knew who you were, you would not be changing so much to please somebody who doesn't even want you. Because if you knew, you would know right then and there that they don't want you, no matter what you do, no matter how many times you've changed. They never make it official with you. No matter how many times you've done, or how many, no matter how many things you've done for them, they never choose you, because you're not who they're, even in their uncertain stage, they know for sure that you're not it. But we feel like we can transform them and change them and change their mind. And we feel like we can just make them better. But they're unsure of who they are. And if they're unsure of who they are, they don't know what goals they have. They don't know what dreams they have. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know where they want to go. They don't know where they see themselves. So if they don't know any of those things about them, they can't possibly know how you fit into that. So that's why they don't choose you. Because they don't know how you fit into it, but they know kind of that you ain't it. Because you're still there. I don't know. There's so many things. There's so many more things that are signs of people you should stop entertaining. But I'm only going to do those 10 for this time, just in case something else pops up and I'll bring some more back. But if you have... if you have any tips or signs that you took time to notice when you were doing some self-reflection of the type of people that you should stay away from, then please comment those things. Leave a message. Well, my YouTube is not up, but when the YouTube channel comes up, then, you know, of course, link and subscribe. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I want everybody to know that these signs are not just for women. They are for men as well. Like, all of these signs that I said, like, to stop entertaining these types of characteristics within the people that you're talking to, applies to both genders. It applies to both situations, because it's not just a man thing and it's not just a woman thing. It's a everybody thing. Like, some people just have these characteristics naturally, and maybe they don't even know. Of course, if they do know and they are number, what number did I say? Number 9, when they blame they're quick to blame others and never take responsibility, that should be a red flag. But with that being said, I'm going to close this out with a prayer, as I do on my podcast, so that way we can stay.